This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Summer officially begins on Saturday, but in Douglas County, it feels like it starts tonight because it's the first Music on the Half Shell concert of 2025. Kelly Leonard from the Half Shell Committee is live at the Nichols Band Shell in Stewart Park. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle, and you're absolutely right. It is summertime officially in Roseburg in Douglas County when the half shell goes up and the blankets come down. And I'm here in my happy spot, sitting on my blanket, looking around and just seeing people coming in and putting down their blankets and great volunteers setting up the backstage area. So here we go. Another season of Music on the Half Shell, our 33rd season of Music on the Half Shell.
And people pretty excited every year, and probably a lot of folks don't realize just how early some of your crew gets down there.
You know, we have, as I've said year after year, we could not do this without the volunteers, and we got great volunteers again this year. And they, as you said, they get down here real early and set up all the tents and the trailers and all the backstage, and in a little while, folks will show up and set up all the lighting and the sound. So it is a full day of putting this whole thing together. It starts pretty early.
Wow. Talk about if somebody is new to the community, what they're going to see if they walk into Stewart Park tonight.
Well, I would welcome anybody that's new to Douglas County to please come and enjoy Music on the Half Shell. It's one of our premier activities here in the area, and what they're going to see is an area that is full of blankets, plenty of room to bring yours, and people are very friendly. You're going to meet some of the nicest folks around. People come and bring their blankets. A lot of people bring food. If they don't bring food, there's food trucks up above, and they hear a great batch, if you will, of super music. And we're starting off the year with the Revelers and with Cajun music, and it's going to just be a super night of that. And so, and by the way, what I didn't mention to all of those new people in Douglas County is that it's absolutely free. So you come in with your blanket, you set it down, and you didn't pay a dime for a ticket.
And, you know, that's one of the things that people have a hard time putting their wrapping their head around. I had a conversation with somebody visiting for a few weeks, a short-term nurse who's in the community that I bumped into on Saturday, and he was asking about things to do, and I mentioned Half Shell and explained that the concerts were free, and he just looked at me like I was, from another planet and wanted to know how that happens.
Yeah, people are always amazed at the quality of artists that we get here and that we're able to do it for free. And we couldn't do it without great sponsors in our community and great volunteers who put it all together. And plus, our crowds are very generous when we pass the buckets. And so it all comes together. And like I said before, it has been for 33 years.
Wow. The series as well attracts attention of folks up and down the I-5 corridor who come through in the summer, and sometimes people plan their trips through the area just to make sure they can see one of the shows.
Well, that's on two levels. There are people who live up and down I-5, and so we have people who drive down here from Eugene or up from Medford and Grants Pass and over from Coos Bay on a regular basis, because it is cheaper to make that drive and see a free concert than it would be to pay for tickets for the same folks somewhere else. But also, the second part of what you're saying is that people, I know I have relatives who plan their summer vacation to come up and visit us around what's going on at Half Shell this year. So I make sure I send them the itinerary so they can look up the artist and they select their dates accordingly. And I got to tell you, Kyle, I am sitting here, as I said, on my blanket, looking out over this beautiful Half Shell, and the river is just gorgeous. It couldn't be prettier.
And throughout the course of the series, people are going to hear a lot of different kinds of music, and for the first time ever, 9 shows this year.
We're doing 9 shows, absolutely correct. So we'll be going all summer, and we make it a point to bring in a wide variety of music, just different genres, world music, blues, rock. We're starting tonight with the Revelers, and they are a Cajun group, and they play a kind of a mix of swamp rock. I think you're going to see a lot of people really enjoying this, up and dancing. It's going to be a great opening night.
And, of course, throughout the series, a lot of people kind of pick out their favorites. One is going to be partway through the series that I know a lot of people are looking forward to is a half-shell return of the Umpqua Valley's own, but now nationally, internationally known, ZZ Ward.
We're very pleased that ZZ Ward took time in her busy schedule, as her fame has continued to grow, to come home and enjoy Roseburg once again and to see old friends. I'm sure she's going to have a great time, and we're going to have a great time having her here.
And you mentioned the sponsors. You've got folks that have been with this practically since the beginning in terms of making financial contributions.
I will tell you, Kyle, you and I would be talking an awful long time this morning if I listed all of the sponsors, but you're right. We've got people that have been with us for all of the 33 years who are our commercial sponsors, who believe in the quality of bringing something good like this to improve the quality of life in this area. And we bring on new sponsors every year. We're happy to have them. And it just is, as I said, it's people who believe in this community, who say it's something good. Let's put this together and advertise it and make it work. So yeah, we are so happy with our sponsors and love all the things that they do.
Well, it's tonight at 7 o'clock. And of course, you mentioned the food vendor. I was looking over your list there. You've got just about everything food wise.
Yeah, you're not going to go hungry. For people who may forget to bring their own picnic or want something different, you're going to have a great variety of food up top, and it's really fun to go up and get yourself some food. No worry, just order some Mexican food or some Umpqua ice cream and just a wide variety of things, and take it back to your blanket and enjoy.
One thing for people to remember is that the Stewart Park Drive Bridge over by Fir Grove School is closed right now. Big construction project. So keep that in mind in terms of thinking about how you're going to get in and out of the park.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that. It just takes a few more minutes. There's, you know, lots of parking available out by the ballpark, et cetera, or a lot of people walk in or ride their bikes in, but the bridge closure right now does make a difference. So please be aware of that and be safe.
All right, very good. Out at the Stewart Park at Nichols Bandshell, Kelly Leonard, anything else you want to let people know about?
Did I mention it was free?
Free, yeah, that's pretty incredible.
it is. You know, you asked what people who are new to Douglas County are going to see, and I would say, you know, just come out and take a look. Bring a blanket, and there's plenty of room. A lot of people will just move over and let you sit down and enjoy it, and just you're going to be so happy that you live in this community and see what is going on. So yes, it's a free concert. Music on the Half Shell starts the 33rd season tonight with the Revelers.
All right, Kelly Leonard out at the Half Shell. Kelly, thanks for being on 8:40 at the Morning Report.